Her Majesty, wide-eyed Hera, made the reluctant sun, unwearied still, sink in the streams of ocean. Down he dropped, and the Achaean soldiers broke off combat, resting from the war. The Trojans, too, retired. Unharnessing teams from war cars before making supper, they came together on the assembly ground, every man on his feet. Not one could sit, each being still in a tremor, for Achilles, absent so long, had once again appeared. Clear-headed Polydamas, son of Panthous, spoke up first, as he alone could see what lay ahead and all that lay behind. He and Hector were companions in arms, born, as it happened, on the same night. But one excelled in handling weapons, one with words. Now, for the good of all, he spoke among them. Think well of our alternatives, my friends. What I say is, retire upon the town instead of camping on the field till dawn here by the ships. We are a long way from our stone wall. As long as that man raged at royal Agamemnon, we could fight the Achaeans with advantage. I was happy to spend last night so near the beach and think of capturing ships today. Now, though, I fear the son of Peleus to my very marrow. There are no bounds to the passion of that man. He will not be contained by the flat ground where Trojans and Achaeans share between them raging war. He will strive on to fight to win our town, our women. Back to Troy. Believe me, this is what we face. Now, starry night has made Achilles pause, but when day comes, when he sorties in arms to find us lingering here, there will be men who learn too well what he is made of. Aye, I dare say those who get away will reach walled Ilion thankfully, but dogs and kites of Troy will feed on many. May that story never reach my ears. If we can follow my battle plan, though galled by it, tonight we'll husband strength at rest in the marketplace. Towers, high gates, great doors of fitted planking, bolted tight, will keep the town secure. Early tomorrow we shall arm ourselves and man the walls. Worse luck then for Achilles, if he comes looking for a head-on fight on the field around the wall. He can do nothing but trot back, after all, to the encampment, his proud team in a lather from their run, from scouring every quarter below the town. Rage as he will, he cannot force an entrance, cannot take all Troy by storm. Wild dogs will eat him first.